This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Get innovative here. This is the Talk Radio Review, a part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and a part of our weekly podcast. Find it at talkradiocountdownshow.com. We are working with information that comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where they have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and our cast of experts here. We have a very important announcement to make. Joe Crummy is still evil. That's the week's most important announcement. Evil thoughts are what Mr. Fake Crummy.
We do them seven days a week. Seven days a week.
Did you do something on Putin talking about fake news this week?
No, we didn't. We'll do it today. You never know.
We could do that. Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, I'll give you
a clue as we
work through this. All right, so Joe Crummy is here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Broadcaster extraordinaire Victoria Keelan is here. It seems rather in this juncture, we are very interested in fairness. I wonder, and I guess I'm in charge, so I guess I should be asking myself, how come we have three males and only one female in this conversation?
Yeah.
What's the big idea?
Welcome to 2017.
Well, if you want to.
2016 would have been all three men and no women. Yes.
Look, I'll identify as female for the show if it makes you feel better.
No, it doesn't make me feel better at all because I've seen you. I don't want that. I don't want that image.
Just trying to help
mind.
Out, that's all.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we'll have to get Jennifer Warren to stick around a little bit more or find somebody. Maybe somewhere out there there's a Jolene Crummy, and she also has evil thoughts. We can put her to the test.
Great to be with you.
All right, let's get to the lists here. Stories that this week have made the charts. Our conversation focusing on probably three or four of these. We'll get into. I mean, some of this stuff is just so much hot air, in my humble opinion, which isn't so humble usually. Sports action at number 10. The most talk about sports in the sports community is the, and I'm not sure it's a retirement. Mike Francesa has been probably considered the number one sports radio talk host in the country. Been on WFAN in New York, Victoria, for 30 years.
Hasn't he been retiring for the last 10 of those 30?
Well, I think he was playing with his bosses a little bit to see how much more he could get out of them. He's making $3.5 million a year now. And so whether he was going to get more out of them or not, I guess remains to be seen. $3.5 million's not bad for local radio, even in New York these days, because the people that own most of these big stations are pretty cheap. There aren't many people making that kind of dough anymore. It used to be that that kind of money was common, mostly for morning hosts, that sort of thing. But in this circumstance, it is what it is. So that's a lot of discussion.
What's the story? Is he officially
Mike Francesa leaves as of this week? And a lot of people thought he was going to stay because there was a big shakeup on the station.
Right.
On the day part, somebody was, what was the guy's name that was on in the morning that was
Boomer and Carton, right?
Carton got canned for doing something inappropriate. I don't remember what it was, but I don't think it was sexual in nature.
Every day there's a new.
It's some kind of a scheme.
You wait for your radio trades to come out, and every day it seems like there's somebody. I mean, who was it yesterday? It was
guy who harassed somebody up in Wisconsin, I think, wasn't that?
And didn't even know it was the urban host, and he didn't even realize. Oh. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Tavis Smiley. Yeah.
You know what? Can I say something really controversial?
Yes, Joe, please.
I worked with him at KABC, and I can tell you it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Really? You like him, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people ask, what was it? I'm not saying, but I'm just telling you, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
He's been very arrogant, but I'll tell you something.
He used to come on this show.
Well, I remember he always gave me credit for getting him started. Yeah, he was always...
Is that right? Well, you know, it all depends upon how
you're the problem.
I'm the bad guy.
Maybe it is. I'm the bad guy.
These poor women wouldn't have been abused if it
hadn't been for me.
It was me. He couldn't get over it, I guess.
Number nine on the countdown this week is a focus on Omarosa or Omarosa?
Omarosa.
Omarosa.
All right. So what's your take,
Victoria? She has like 17 new last names since she was on The Apprentice.
Really?
Right.
Nobody liked her on The Apprentice. How did she get this job?
She's blunt, she's honest, and he trusted her.
So what happened? How come she's out the door?
Well, I don't know how honest she is.
She's a pain in the butt.
A lot of lies, but
I think Kelly doesn't like her.
She was the villain on The Apprentice, and she was the only African-American woman, really, to ever go anywhere. Besides Omarosa, Bill Rancic is the only other name from The Apprentice that anyone knows, because he was the first one, and he won. And then he married Juliana Rancic. So Omarosa just sort of became that type of reality TV show villain. And for whatever reason, I suspected from the very beginning that he needed some sort of color in the White House. And so she was the only African-American or minority and woman at the same time. So she checked a lot of boxes.
But
no one knew what she did for the whole last year.
She was working for him before he ever ran for president. He had put her in his companies. So obviously there was a connection of some sort. So it's not just like he walked,
was working for OK Magazine. I don't really know what she was doing for the Trump Organization.
Well, what she was doing was running the White House Office of Public Liaison.
No,
I'm talking about.
I'm talking about before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The White House, the staffers have, there's so many reports now that no one ever knew what she even did.
Racist.
So it wasn't surprised.
You're racist.
I think she sent the thank you notes out. I think that's what that was.
I think you just tried
to discredit an African American.
I'm going to bet there's been plenty
successful.
Of racists.
Yes, because that's what the one liberal in this show is all about.
Right, you're the Omarosa of this show.
Right.
Would you want us to call you Omarosa for today? It would be great.
Sure.
But it's so funny. I mean, if we were to take a shot at somebody on the left, you know, you're a racist. But no, Omarosa, she's the devil by everybody on the left, and it's just fine.
Well, even Robin Roberts said, bye, Felicia, which started trending immediately. She said, Omarosa's got some BS story that she claims she's going to tell, and she's obviously looking to shop it around
and sell
it.
As a sellout to Trump.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Totally, yeah.
Well, is that what it's going to be? Is that her telling the dirty little secrets that don't really exist?
Yeah, but you know what?
It sounds like clickbait.
She's got it. I think she said, I think that's exactly right. She wants to promote whatever she wants to sell.
Right.
She wants to sell a book. She'll say she's got something, and it'll end up being a little bit like who came out with the book? Donna Brazile, where they say they've got all this stuff, and then when push comes to shove, you know, she'll start getting all schooly about it.
She's another
100% guaranteed. She's got an NDA signed with Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he tweeted, when she left, he tweeted, you know, you did a great job. We wish you the best. So I don't know what to read into that, but he wasn't exactly
time for change. I've said many, many times in very many venues that because Trump's style is what it is, he has no patience. Well, we can see that, and that's mostly because he's a Gemini. No, he's easily bored with people and with things. And he has no patience whatsoever for people who don't perform up to his standards, whatever they may be. I said the first day that guys
that
like
makes
Tillerson,
you a Gemini too, right?
Say what?
That makes you a Gemini too, right?
No, but I've been around some Geminis, Richie. Yeah. Maybe it's rubbed off on me. The fact that some of these people have lasted. Well, you saw, you know, in the beginning there were three or four people that got ousted pretty quickly. And then the first three or four months, there was some more. And I said, in a year from now, you won't recognize the cabinet that got sworn in at the beginning of his term. And I think with the movement on Tillerson, you're going to see a sea change of other people hitting the road. as of the first of the year. So we'll see if that shakes out. My predictions come true. 16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A reminder for those of you who are looking for good last-minute big gift ideas. This is the big gift idea from Doug Steffen. My Pillow, big pillows, puffy pillows, really perfect premium pillows. So it's a My Pillow perfect puffy premium pillow. How do you like that for an alliteration? You can find them now online at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV because with that, you will get one of their puffy premium pillows at the regular price and another one free. How do you like that, boys and girls? A free premium MyPillow. Use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com. All kinds of other great things that are in there. The pillows are the standard, made in the United States. Got 1,500 people that work for him in Minnesota. He's an exceptional character. He's got an exceptional product. And you can make it yours by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and save 50%.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy, hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
19 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Joe and Victoria and Rich and Doug. All right, so we've taken care of Amorosa. I don't know what there is to say, Victoria, about the pipe bomb attack and attacker in New York. He lost his hoo-hoo, and that was pretty much...
Is that true, or was that just a rumor?
I don't know. Listen, I didn't hear about that. That's awesome. Is that what happened to him? I think I know what you're
talking about. I think that's just a rumor.
They should put him in the jail cell with the underwear bomber from that plane that just blew his butt up.
Yeah.
Let those two guys live out the rest of their lives in prison.
He lost his thing.
I think that's fake news.
Oh, come on.
I think it is, too. That's fake
news. I think Doug loves the idea.
Yeah, but if you're going to start a rumor, that's a great one to do.
What better thing to have happen to the jerk than he loses his
hoo?
Right? Come on. You deserve nothing but something like that. That's payback, and that's pre-karma.
When they find him guilty, they can give him back his unused pipe bombs and let him try again.
They can give him back his unused pipe.
He lost his own pipe bomb.
He lost his own pipe. Yes, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the story behind the story of the New York City pipe bomb. Well, you can sort of chuckle about it now, but they're lucky as hell that he didn't know what he was doing, because there could have been a real mess.
And that's the problem with a lot of these morons, is they don't know how to detonate, carry these things, move them.
Losers.
You want to send him to school for that, Rich, or should we leave it the way it is?
They got a school. Unfortunately, it didn't work.
All right, 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review here.
Why?
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Here, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Joe Crummy, who is responsible for a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Every day he comes up with stuff.
Thank you.
Well, you're thanking before I give you a review of that stuff.
I'll take any mentions of whatever. All. I appreciate it. Thank
all right, so let's keep going here. Number 7 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com is a focus on North Korea. The focus this week, not necessarily just on the nukes, but the information that came out from the world, whatever that group is that goes around and assesses different countries, what do they call it? It's from the United Nations. Assess leaders and countries and what's going on. And in this circumstance, they find that Mr. Kim Jong-un is as bad, if not worse, than Hitler with the way that he is disposing of people that he doesn't like. 80,000 people have been killed in North Korea this year. As a matter of fact, the latest this week was his closest associate in the army, some General Bung Bong Long, got bombed off by...
Well, when you poison your brother in an airport, pretty much anybody's up for grabs.
Half-brother. It's only half.
Well, when you shoot your uncle with a rocket launcher...
Right, exactly.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and then a different uncle
having
was...
a bad day, all right?
A different uncle was fed to a pack of wild, hungry dogs, so that was another one. Nice. Yeah.
And wives, right? Hasn't he?
Yeah, but he was recycling there, all right? Now, come on. Give the guy a fair shot.
All right, so he's...
why don't you go and investigate for us,
Joe? Yeah, you investigate, Joe. He's been scrutinized by the Hague. What I don't understand is they're doing all this talk. Why don't they bring him up, bring him to the Hague like they did? Did we figure out what that guy's name was, Victoria, this week that came from Bosnia? Mutilov, Gabunglov, whatever his name was, the Bosnian, Macedonian bastard that killed all those people.
Let's just go with Bosnian bastard. I like that.
Okay.
You don't want...
What?
Because the UN, and Trump is right, is all talk. There you
go. Well, that may be. But at least this sort of thing is being brought into the scrutiny circle, and people now are understanding what it's really like there, and I would think that there'd be a large who. You, see, they have no outside. The problem being in North Korea is that you have no connection to the outside world at all. There's no internet, yeah,
right.
No television, no nothing.
You don't know what's
so they
going
don't know
on
what's
anywhere.
Going on. Yeah, right. So anyway,
I think you're right.
Just
and I, you know what I think Trump ought to do when he has these big speeches? I think Trump ought to be waving around a bunch of Trump steaks and stuff and go, hey, see these puppies? You could have them. All you got to do is get rid of this guy. You ought to be pulling out all kinds of stuff. Don't you remember when Nixon and Khrushchev, I don't remember, but I mean, back in the day when they were arguing about whose country was better, there was a famous thing.
It wasn't,
where
it wasn't
Nixon,
Khrushchev, it was...
Nixon and somebody, and he said, check out these washing machines, you guys, you know, check this out. And he was showing, that's why we're better
Gorbachev.
Than you, right?
Gorbachev.
Was it? Okay.
Gorbachev, yeah. Check out our washing machines.
Yeah, we got better stuff than you. Yeah, so yeah, check right. out these puppies. Check
you
out
know,
these Trump steaks.
With propaganda, how easily it would be to spread propaganda to North Korea. I'm surprised that we just don't drop radio
leaflets and stuff.
Leaflets. Low tech stuff.
You don't
stuff.
Even need leaflets. I mean, you can drop.
Drop iPhones. Yeah, drop a bunch of
iPhones. Drop iPhones. And you can drop repeaters. I mean, you could, out of planes.
Drop some cell towers.
Remember, Richie, there was a repeater right there for the Voice of America, and they have jammed it. I think the Russians are jamming it now, too.
That's possible.
In retaliation for us going after their RT, TV, and radio stuff.
That's possible. That's here.
They're jamming that all up.
With
meanwhile, speaking of what's being jammed up, in our focus as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review will be the vote on net neutrality, which is a real screw job. If I've ever heard a screw job, this is a screw job. That's up next here in review on the Talk Radio Review at 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, with compact SUVs being the hot new thing, Nissan released the new Kicks. The new Kicks is an all-new crossover and is meant for the urban, adventure-minded buyer. It is packed with features including standard automatic emergency braking and intelligent around-view safety monitor. Under the hood, a 1.6-litre four-cylinder engine with front-wheel drive and an expected fuel economy of 33 miles a gallon combined. Just to give you that personal feeling, speakers embedded in the headrests. The Kicks will have a starting price of below $19,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
With the folks at Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden going through the charts for this week, the week ending December the 15th. We're working our way up through the top 10 items. Sometimes I decide that we'll take an approach to this that brings us around to focusing on the people that are part of the stories. But this week, there are four or five stories that really require some sort of scrutiny. You'll find certain bias scrutiny at Evil Thoughts, Joe Crummy's podcast.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You also will find Victoria Keelan with Chuck Curry on a podcast that's not evil at all. Has nothing to do with the issues. It has to do with movies. Actually, we ought to spend a minute or two on the Star Wars phenomenon, which begins this weekend and probably lasts well beyond even the new year. I think the rumor was it was supposed to be the highest opening. It won't be known until early in the week whether it actually is. But somebody, didn't I hear $300 million was what they predicted
likely
would be taken
something
in
like that, yeah.
by this movie.
Yeah.
So will you? I've tried to get tickets, can't get a seat. What about you, Richie?
Waiting. We have some visitors coming from out of the country. So after Christmas, we're going to go to the $5 middle of the week movie to see it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I tried to get Brendan to wait because he loves Star Wars, and we're going to spend Christmas Day together, my son Brendan. And we're going to the movies, but he says I can't wait until
then. Yeah, he'll go see it again.
Yeah,
you know that.
We'll probably work that out. All right, so let's get to this discussion.
It's supposed to be long, half hour yes. longer than the original
yeah.
movie.
Yeah. Net neutrality, something that will require. Well, in fact,
means you won't be able to watch Star Wars on your computer anymore.
I was going to say, if you listen to Netflix, you'll never find. If you live in rural America, you're not going to ever see Star Wars or anything else. Thanks to these boobs at the FCC, and they are boobs. This is one, if for someone who is, we're all, well, the three men, and that's what makes this uneven. We got to do something with this, Victoria. So Victoria is the only
one. I'm woman enough. It's a fine. I'm,
she
I'm,
is.
Yeah, she's woman enough.
Right.
Right. Okay. But you're the only one who's left of center. The others, we should have half and half in order to be fair. I tend to. I'm pretty objective, and I don't like, Richard would be happy to tell you, I don't like anybody who's in politics, and that's kind of true. But then...
You're anti-authority.
I can't stand authority, especially when it's abused. And these people have abused the connection they have.
Here's the dilemma,
these big spenders. Yeah.
Can I say something evil about net neutrality?
Wait a minute. Let Richie do his, then you can have yours.
Okay. Yes, sir.
While we want equality on the Internet so that anybody has the same availability, no matter who, where they live, no matter who they are, no matter what company you own, you have the same Internet speeds as the big boys, that requires government intervention and oversight. So the rub for conservatives is basically the government is saying, we're getting out of monitoring and policing the Internet and letting business take over and just whoever the big boys are, they're going to be able to do it. And if you're conservative, you're going, good, government's getting out of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
more than that.
Really
conservative because
it is.
I want to save things. And I don't think this saves anybody from anything. The farmers in this country, the rural audience is screwed 35 ways from Sunday with this ruling.
Well, beyond that, the reason that Netflix and Google and Facebook and Twitter and Reddit and the list of companies goes on and on and on who are against this repeal, you in 2015, if you think about the ways that we consume media and entertainment that are different now, in 2015, binge watching was just beginning. And now, once they reverse this and you have to pay for... Netflix is freaking out because the average person who doesn't really understand net neutrality is going to be watching Stranger Things or The Crown or whatever, and the whole thing is just going to be buffering. And then, right. then eventually Stop. That's going to lead to people canceling Netflix.
Yep.
And Netflix is freaking out about that. Google is now going to have to compete with Verizon that owns Yahoo, and so when you go to search something from Google, Yahoo is going to, their search results are going to be on top, and that's legal for them to do now, and so you are going to have to really look for your Google search results, so Google's very upset about it. It's just, this is going to be the 2018, this is going to be the biggest issue of the year, and people who don't even understand it right now, when it starts to affect them, and their speed for shopping on Amazon, for streaming everything, it's all going to be affected.
Part of it, Victoria, because the people on the
people
top...
People don't
think,
really understand
I don't
yet.
Think Trump understands net neutrality at all.
No.
If you ask
But
him.
You know what?
He doesn't need to.
He doesn't care. He doesn't need to.
Yeah, I suppose that's a way of looking at it. All right, Joe, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, you know, I think all of that is great. I think you guys have great points. But let me say this. Have you ever been on an airplane?
Let me tell you the real issue here.
Right, well, you guys may be right. Let me ask you this. What's the other side of the argument? I always want to ask people, can you articulate that? Let me try. I don't know. You've been on an airplane. Everybody's been on an airplane. Ever sat next to a really fat guy who's spilling into your seat, or a fat woman? I'm trying to be
sure. We all have
here,
right?
Right. You know what that is?
That's net neutrality.
No, listen to me. That's seat neutrality. Do you understand that? That's what that is. That's seat neutrality. How do you like it? How's it working out for you?
What? That makes no sense, Joe. Honestly, I love you, but that makes zero sense.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to think about it during the week, all right?
No, that makes zero sense.
Think about it.
Because you know what? Then in that analogy, the fat person is Verizon, Comcast, and AT&T, and they all will get fatter. So that's pretty much what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but I mean, you're missing my point if that's what you say. I mean, I'm just trying to say that there's something to the other side.
Yeah, the something is Ajit Pai is probably still has stock in Verizon. He worked for them, and no one has really looked into that. So most likely. Likely, he still has stock, and Verizon is going to go through the roof. So will Comcast. So will AT&T.
Have you ever
by the way,
let me
you're
try
the only ones
it.
Who benefit from this. I don't see anybody else benefiting from
no
this.
No one does.
Other big companies are getting it in the year.
Look, the bottom line is the internet is a utility. Like it or not, that's reality now. And this is basically saying that it's not a utility. So let's take away government oversight over our water. Let's take away power. Let's take away any other utility and let's trust the good people at Verizon who can't even answer the phone when Doug can't get his internet working.
Yeah.
But let's trust them to do the right thing by the consumer.
Here's one of the biggest screw jobs.
Isn't it funny how we all want the government to make sure that the internet is fair now?
Well, we like that our utilities that we can trust our drinking water too. It's the same thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're
well,
right.
It goes back to this feeling, this hands off. See, this is where I run into a problem with my own philosophy because I can't stand the government because they screw up pretty much everything they touch. And so under the circle, I was talking this morning about these boobs at the IRS are hiring back. Did you know this? The IRS has started to hire back old employees, investigators who were fired because A, they didn't pay their taxes themselves, or they were convicted of some kind of corruption, but because the IRS can't have access to any old records from anybody who was fired because they basically were, what do they call it when they put them away? They were sealed. So they can't find out the person was hired until after they've hired him. I mean, they can't find out the person was fired till after they've rehired him. And then when they get into the system, they say, oh, wait a minute, this guy's already worked here. What? He didn't pay his taxes for 4 years and we just hired him as an inspector? That's what's going on.
It's crazy.
It brings about, you like to have faith in the goodness of humanity.
Well, I have people knocking. Just 2 weeks ago, I had somebody come in and interview me about a person trying to get a clearance for a government job. Yeah. Man, let me tell you something. They're looking through their dirty laundry like nobody's business.
I'm just passing along the factories, you know me.
Nothing was
say hi to Cindy in Eastern Kentucky Broadcasting, carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 44 past the hour. Let's talk about your health for a moment, please. We'll get away from the issues. We'll talk about your health. You need omega-3s, right? Everybody knows that. What form of omega-3s do you take? Do you take the fish? Do you eat a lot of fish? Do you eat a lot of salmon? And then there's this new oil that people are hearing about called krill, K-R-I-L-L, krill oil. Nutritionists debating which is better, which do you need more. Well, now there's a solution to that problem that satisfies everybody because you're going to get both fish oil and krill omega 50 plus. Purity products are on the ball, and they're on the job, and they're on the case, and they put these two things. Listen. The fish oil is great for your heart, your brain, your cardiovascular system. And then krill oil has been discovered to be one of the most fabulous things for your joints, to keep them lubricated. This is very powerful stuff. So now I've given you the 60-second routine on krill omega 50. What do they call it? A pace de resistance. This is the killer. 800-355-1493. Call that number for a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. How about them apples? 800-355-1493. Don't have to worry about the debate anymore because this product has both Omega and Krill Oil in it. All you do is pay for a little shipping and that's it. Get the free bottle now of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Cutanea Life Sciences, a U.S.-based specialty pharmaceutical company focused on dermatology. According to a new survey, acne has a negative impact on teenagers' body image and self-esteem, and that translates into anxiety over posting photos on social media. The survey of 1,010 teenagers found that 71% of participants who've had acne feel it has a negative effect on their attractiveness. Results further reveal that teens who use social media and have had acne are self-conscious and will alter, delete, or just stay out of photos to hide it. Ann Flenner, EDS Professional School Counselor.
The social isolation sought by many teens who are anxious about their acne is now becoming a reluctance to engage in the most popular form of peer communication among teens today. We would all like our teens to spend less time on social media, but not because they're embarrassed by their appearance.
Parents of teens who are struggling with acne should seek the care of a dermatologist who may prescribe medications to successfully manage this condition. To learn more, visit Cutanea.com.
All right, a couple more minutes here in this portion of the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Joe and Doug. So let's spend it talking about the sexual misconduct allegations more every day. Different parts of life are affected by this, different groups of people affected by this. The loss in the Senate rate, to Mr. Moore losing, it seems to me can be directly related to sexual misconduct, whether it was real or alleged. I think that what the polling suggested, black women went out in droves to vote for the Democrat. Am I right on that?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, and I think Moore deserved to lose. I thought he was a boob. I like the other guy that didn't seem to get enough starch, but that's because I'm more of a moderate. Lester Strange, I think was his name. I think he would have been. Moore is just too reflective of a time gone by for me.
Yeah. Anyway. A long time ago. Because he wants to eliminate, what is it, every amendment past the 10th or something?
Yeah, right. All right, so Joe probably wants to stick up for him. Go ahead, Joe.
Not really. No, I didn't think he was a very good candidate. He did get 660,000 votes. What I think is funny is the media is all excited about Alabama like he'd done good. You just wait a couple of weeks, he'll get right back to hating you again. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, that's what I think.
All right, so, and then who thinks this is going to change the balance of power in the Senate?
The guy was a moron. People didn't want him. It doesn't change anything. It's not the blue wave coming.
Which guy was a moron? Moore?
Yeah, you put up a horrible candidate.
Richie.
And that's what's going to happen.
What? So, who replaces, what's his face? The lieutenant governor in Minnesota replaces Al Franken, right?
Mm-hmm. For now, yeah.
Yeah, for the next year.
For the rest, till the...
And then Mike
Lindell,
the pillow guy, is going to be the next senator from Minnesota.
So instead of a chicken in every pot, it'll be a pillow in every house.
A perfect pillow in every pot, as far as that's concerned.
Perfect pillow.
Thank you, Joe Crummy. Thank you, Rich McFadden. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. 50 minutes after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's a about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Isn't talking about Star Wars this weekend,
wouldn't want to go see it, and hasn't tried to get tickets. I tried actually last night, and at 3 o'clock this morning, for some reason, I was up, and I was on the computer trying to find some tickets at any theater. I went to 3 or 4 different theaters for the next 3 days. Think I can find a ticket? No.
Yeah, you needed to be online a month ago to do that.
Yeah, but you know, I don't think that far ahead of you.
Right.
So,
you really couldn't find a ticket over the weekend, one show?
Nope. Can't. I can only find a handicap seat in one of the theaters, and I think they frown on people. I could walk in there with a cane limping, I suppose, and get to see it. I hadn't thought about that. Maybe I'll do that. Get a cane, and maybe I'll get some sunglasses and make it seem like I don't know. I can't.
You could come to the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg. You'll get a seat.
Really? I thought that's you. This is your theater, right?
This is the truth. It's a theater I'm one of the board of directors. I have a lot of creative control over. Last night at 7 o'clock, Star Wars The Last Jedi was the first show that we sold out in at least 4 or 5 years.
Really? Wow.
That's how hard it is to get people into smaller theaters, especially in areas like East Strasburg. But it actually sold out, which was a pleasant surprise. The movie actually made, it's stunning, $45 million last night. Mm-hmm. And it shows starting at 7 o'clock around the country, which is an enormous figure.
What about that? There's a film that has gone with it, a companion film that sort of tells the story behind the story. Is that what that is? What is that companion piece?
I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with what you're talking
about. It's available at some theaters, and it was supposedly only available last night, which is kind of a rip-off. I'd like to see it, frankly.
Oh, cool. Well, anyway, you want my opinion?
I do want your opinion, Tucker.
I thought this is a pretty cool Christmas gift for moviegoers, and I thought it was classic Star Wars. I liked it a lot. Develops character arcs throughout his first half, but the second half of this film, the movie goes bigger, and then it goes bigger, and then it goes bigger. It's technically brilliant. The director, Rian Johnson, who did the movie Looper with Bruce Willis, did a tremendous job helming this film. What I liked about it most is it really, and I mean really, gives Mark Hamill a chance to shine once again as Luke Skywalker. He gets a ton of screen time. Carrie Fisher also gets a lot of screen time. She's really good as now General Leia. The entire cast is really good. I like the story. It was involving. It makes you feel awesome at the end if you're a Star Wars fan. So I'm going to give it an 8.8 out of 10. And it is a terrific Star Wars movie. Although it feels new technically, it also feels old school like the original.
Speaking of old school, technically, I think the horse is interrupting with your phone.
Right. He's got an old Star Wars phone that goes back to 1970.
Your phone will not work this morning.
We'll fix that in just a moment. By the way, the astronauts up on the space station are going to watch the Star Wars movie in orbit, apparently today and or tonight. NASA said the crew will be able to watch it as they orbit around the planet. They get the movies as digital files. They can play them back on a laptop if they want to. They have a standard projector and a little theater up there on the International Space Station, which I thought was kind of cool. So plenty of sci-fi up there. Aliens, 2001, A Space Odyssey. You can feel free to download that if you want to, if you're up in the space station. Continuing with the focus on Star Wars with Chuck Curry after this.
For all of your holiday shipping needs, Staples is your one-stop shop. You'll find a wide assortment of supplies for shipping large and small packages alike, including boxes, padded envelopes, packaging peanuts, bubble roll, and tape. In addition, you can drop off packages in stores 7 days a week. You can also save money during the holidays and make sure your packages get to loved ones on time by shipping standard UPS at Staples by Thursday, December 14th. And if you're shipping out your own packages, you can save time and create a shipping label by texting LABEL to 555-444. You'll get 10% off UPS services now through Saturday, December 30th, and the label will be ready and waiting for you at your local store. Staples helps you tackle your must-do tasks so that you can enjoy more quality time this season. Learn more at staples.com. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, Chuck, what else? Is there going to be a couple of other movies? I wanted to go see that Morgan Freeman, Rene Russo movie.
Didn't do very well last week. But, you know, but I'm not going to – whether you like a movie or not has nothing to do with the box office. I don't think anybody should judge what they want to see based on box office numbers. It's a subjective art, and what you like is what you like.
All right.
And I think too many people are steered into
– Yeah, they're like sheep when it-
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.